This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more details, see jodcast.net.
So I'm here with Andrew Levan from the University of Warwick, and he's done quite a bit of research on short gamma ray bursts. So could you tell me, first of all, a little bit about short gamma ray bursts, so what they are, where they come from?
Okay, so gamma ray bursts are a type of gamma ray burst which comprise about 25% of the population that we see. And gamma ray bursts were originally discovered in the 1960s by satellites designed to monitor actually a nuclear test ban between the United States and the Soviet Union. For a very long time, we didn't know anything about them at all. And then in the 1990s, eventually it was possible to start building up large samples of bursts with a NASA mission called the Compton Gamma Ray Observatory. And this was when we started to realize that they actually split into different types. One type is the long gamma ray bursts, which have been quite well studied now for about a decade. Mm-hmm. And then there are the short gamma ray bursts, which we've understood really only in the last few years. And we think, from what we see from short gamma ray bursts, that they appear to be very bright explosions happening in relatively distant galaxies. And the prime model for their origin is actually that they are the merger of two compact objects, most probably neutron stars, which are stars with a mass comparable to that of the Sun, but with a radius of only about 10 kilometers.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit about your research, please?
Yeah, sure. So my research seeks to try and understand really a bit more about what makes these short gamma ray bursts. So as I said, it's only been relatively recently we've been able to study them, and that's thanks to a satellite called SWIFT, which both detects the gamma ray bursts and then slews around the sky in order to point narrow field instruments, what we call narrow field instruments, which are an X-ray telescope and an optical telescope at the position. And it does this incredibly quickly within about a minute of the burst. And that enables us to pinpoint these gamma ray bursts on the sky. Because gamma rays alone, because they're so high energy, i.e. short wavelength, we can't actually pinpoint where they come from. So you end up, if you look at gamma rays, just pointing at a region of the sky that's quite big and saying it happened somewhere over there. And that region of the sky might contain thousands or even millions of galaxies. So it's only with these X-ray and optical observations that we can pinpoint the position of the burst on the sky, which enables us to measure its distance, or what we call its redshift, mm-hmm. and then in terms of that, its energy. And it's looking at these properties, where the bursts are and what the galaxies they're in are like, that allows you to understand what their origin is.
So thank you very much, Andrew, and I hope you all the best.
Thank you.